Well, good morning, good morning, good morning. This is Dr. Yvette from Southern Ohio, and I apologize. I guess my body thought it was still on Central Time instead of Eastern Time, since I just returned from the Deep South yesterday. But I actually do not really take it lightly being asked to do mojo calls. It requires thoughtful preparation, and I thought I had selected my next mojo topic some months ago when I went to Baltimore for the Elevate event. Life gets busy, and on my return plane ride to Cincinnati yesterday, I remember my next mojo is scheduled for tomorrow, which is now today. So I pulled out my previous notes, and after working on them for a few hours, I scrapped them to bring something more relevant and timely. So I want to talk about some guiding principles this morning, and then I'm going to illustrate those principles for you. So the guiding principle number one I want to talk about is performance. And performance is a single action or a set of actions that lead to a subsequent outcome. The outcome may be perceived or judged as a success or a failure. Number two, performance is not the same as personality. We hear people say, I'm a failure, I can't do whatever. But that's not true. Failure is not a perpetual or constant performance or performances. Now, to illustrate what I'm trying to convey to you, I'm going to give you examples of ACN recruitment performances by real people, not people that I've read about, but people I have known who failed that I either observed firsthand or was told by the person in conversation or in training. So here are some formulas for us to consider. Recruitment equals performance minus personality. Okay, the first one I want to do is visit Leanne Gabriel, who started her ACN business. Her initial performances in enrolling and recruiting people into ACN business and on her team failed to yield a single person in her first few months of opening her business. That means no quick start bonus for her. Number two. Example is Cindy Williams of Cindy Williams and Matt Williams recruited Mr. Sean Dennity for 4 years before he opened his ACN business, and then he got just a few customers. But if we stopped right there, we'd miss the rest of it, of the story. We'd miss the rest of what we're trying to look at today. So the formula really, instead of being recruitment equals performance minus personality, should be successful recruitment equals performance plus training minus personality. So to go back to Mrs. Leanne Gabriel, she continued her business efforts and went to an ACN international training event, like what we call Elevate today. And after that, she began to successfully recruit team members and independent business owners, IBOs. And in her 27 years remaining in training and leading trainings, the rest of her performances resulted in SVP, or in other words, successful recruitment. Mr. Orrin Solomon, number two, was asked to present the ACN opportunity to a gentleman who lived at a distance away. Mr. Solomon stated that he did not have enough gas money to drive there and back, but he pushed himself to go because he was being trained and mentored by Mr. Mike Kane. So he went and did the presentation anyway. The gentleman opened his ACN business, and his name was Mr. Larry Raskin. And the rest of Mr. Orrin Solomon's performances in ACN resulted in SVP, Number three, Mr. Larry Raskin tried to recruit Mr. Art Napolitano every year for his first 5 years in ACN. His efforts did not succeed, but he kept working on himself, training himself to become a professional and not an amateur. He was ready in the fifth year when Mr. Napolitano decided he would take a look. It's all about timing. And he and his partner, Mr. George Zalicki, opened their ACN business. And, by the way, they opened up Europe in ACN. And the rest of Mr. Raskin's performances in ACN resulted in SVP and being selected by the co-founders to be the ACN VP of Leadership Development. Number four, Jim Lambright tried to recruit Ms. Donna Lemon Perkins, the sister of Cindy Grise. She resisted and told him if he ever mentioned it again, their friendship was over. Because he continued to train himself in ACN, and he was ready several years later, she said, show me the business. The rest of her performance history resulted in training for herself and in becoming RVP. Thus far, due to her training, what a blessing her performance has contributed to our team through Monday interactive training events and Zoom interactive presentation meetings to her actions and performances. Now, I could go on and on and on, but there's a couple more that I really have to do to bring it home. Mr. Sean Dennehy was shown the business, as I had said before. When he opened it, he went to his first training event with only 13 customer points. When he returned to Cincinnati from California, he was on fire. Every week, his personal customer points grew and grew and grew until he was the first IBO to achieve over 400 personal customer points in Global Rev and in ACN North America. I could go on, but I have to tell you, I showed the business about a month after I got into ACN to Mr. Robert Hall of CPA when I got started. He said, Doc, it's about to be tax season, and I don't have time. I said, okay. But I went to my first international training event in San Diego, California. I came back to Cincinnati, and after the next April 15th, I called Mr. Hall back. I said, tax season is over. Are you ready to get started in ACN? I guess I caught him off guard, and he started his business. He then showed the businesses to his wife at the next ACN International Training event in Charlotte, North Carolina, and they were off and running. The Halls then showed it to an individual who delayed opening his business, but then came back a few years later. That was Mr. J.C. Battle, who with consistent training and support rose to the top of the ACN customer production charts, which is another form of recruitment, successful recruitment, very successful recruitment. So if any of these people thought, here's the punchline, if any of these people thought that performance was an indicator of their personality, they would not have continued in their ACN careers long enough to achieve their success. I would not have continued long enough to achieve success, and it is not over yet. But because the people mentioned continue to attend training events in person or on Zoom, their performances became more productive and successful. So the key takeaway this morning is successful recruitment equals performance plus training minus personality. This concludes my training for this morning. I hope it's been a blessing for you and will stimulate you to think more about it and your ACN business. Bye-bye.